Welcome to FYMU Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Kyle Nathan. For other sponsorship opportunities, please reach out. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samech Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Shvi in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting Daf Samech Aleph Beis in the bottom. The Gemara brings us a braisa that says, Tani, Ein Boyerim, Boyerim is Loshon Breiro, selecting, Loi Toichanim, you don't grind, V'Loi Merkidim, and you don't sift. This applies to Shabbos and Yontev as the braisa continues. HaBoyer, HaToichen, HaMarkid, anybody who does one of these melachas b'Shabbos, Niskel, there's Skilo. B'Yontev, if he does it in Yontev, Soifek is HaRboim, he gets 40 Malkas. V'Ataninon, Boyer Kedarkoi, B'Cheikoi V'Tamchoi. That's the opinion Beis Hillel mentioned before, that on Yom Tev, you could do Breiro, you could do selecting, and you could even use a vessel to do it. Omav Chanino and Tunoyo, that is his name, we're in the Samechalav and Udalav on top, Deram Gamlieli. That's the Shita Ram Gamliel, Deram Gamliel Loimer Af Mediach V'Shoyle. Meaning, Ram Gamliel is the one who says, do you not allow to do Breiro and sifting on Yom Tev normally? You have to do it in a different way. What the way the Ram Gamliel suggests of doing it is Mediach V'Shoyle, you put it into water, and then the psoilus, the dirt, floats in the water. But you don't do it b'yadayim. You don't use your hands. Mediach puts into water, and then shoyle, and then he removes the dirt that floats. But to do the actual selecting, you can't do. Says the Gemara, v'ataninon, but we learned in the braisa, shobeis Ram Gamliel, ayu shoychakim esapil pilim b'yachayim shalem. Ram Gamliel and Yom Tev, they did grind the peppers in their vessel, the normal way you do it. Mutter litchoin vosor lover? You want to tell me you can grind, but you can't select, you can't do breiro? Doesn't make sense to differentiate between the two. So the Rabbi Yosef b'shem Aveidu lo hutro tchino kedarko. He says, Anachanami, even though it says they would use a machine to do tchino, they didn't do it the normal way. They did a shinui, they did something different in order for it to be allowed. So says the Gemara now, uminayin she'ein boyerim veloy tuchanim veloy markidim. We know that in Yom Tov, Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to prepare food, you're allowed to cook food on Yom Tov. How do you know you can't do these melachos of beris, selecting, toichanim, of grinding and markiting and sifting? Why should this be usher? So says the Gemara, here comes the Yerushalmi that tells us the sources that in Yom Tov there's some melachos that are usher. How do we know that? Says the Gemara, B'yoyisi B'shem, Shirin B'lokish, Kol melocho lo ye'ose bohem, Ad v'shamartim is hamatzos. So the psukim in Sefer Shmos it says, "Bayom Yishev Mikra Kodesh uviyom Yishev Mikra Kodesh yelechem." That's Yom Tov. Kol melocha lo yose behem. Ina al du melocha on Yom Tov. Acha sheyochel chol nefesh ulevado yaselechem. You can only do oichel nefesh. The next pasuk is u'shamartim is hamatzos. You have to guard the matzos. Ki betzam bayom ezel tzeisi tzivoyisechem eretz Yitzrayim because you came in out of Mitzrayim. So the Gemara is dashing the pasuk that says Shemata the Matzos, connecting it now to what it says Kol Melocha Lo Yosabem. Don't do Melocha Ushamata Mesamatzos. So how do you dashen? When do you have to start guarding the matzos from becoming chometz? Once you put water into the flour, once you create the dough, before that it cannot become chometz. So from that stage on, that's what you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to do milochas oichel nefesh, starting from lisha. Lisha is when you put the water into the flour and create the dough. So, kol milocho, you're not allowed to do any milocho until ushamartim esamatzah, until you get to the state of lisha. Any milocho before lisha is asur. Says the Gemara, we're using Abchaim's gear, so it takes away the word tani. Rabbi is not questioning the drasha, as we'll see in a moment. He's just questioning the way we're using the drasha. Because it says not to do any melacha. If it says not to do any melacha, it means there's no melacha that's allowed in Yom Tov, similar to Shabbos. When does it say that it's mutter to do something? Because it says, Ach asher yo'ochel chol nefesh ulevad yaseh lachem. Here it says the heter. Here it says the leniency that you can do oichel nefesh. So Rabbi is questioning is, according to you, it says, don't do melacha until lisha. Masha from here on, you can do it. So why you have to tell me you can do ochel nefesh? You already told me. That the only thing it's usher is only until you reach the stage of lisha. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef learned my case. Rabbi Yosef dashed a little differently. Rabbi Yosef b'shem b'shem lokish, achas sheyechol chol nefesh ulevadi aselachem, min v'shamartem esamatzus. Very similar drasha. Instead of learning from the negative, you learn from the positive. Not that it says don't do melacha until shamartem esamatzus, but it says you do melacha. You could do a chol nefesh. From when? When does it start? V'shamartem esamatzus. From li shaveilach is what's mutter. So the question is, when it says shamartem esamatzus, is that connecting to the negative that you're now allowed to do melacha? Or it's connected to the positive that you're allowed to do echel nefesh? So these are two drushas that tell me that the Torah did not allow echel nefesh only from a certain stage on. Tani Chizkiyo upolik. Chizkiyo has another brisa which argues, and he says something else. He says, it says on the pasuk, ach hu levadoi. Harei elu miyutim. Ach hu levadoi is three words which are extra, and each one of them is a miyut. Each one of them is another way to diminish the heter. What is the miyut? Shaloi liktzer, loi litchoin, v'leharkid biyontim. Meaning the Torah has specifically three miyutim to take out three melochas. You're allowed to do echel nefesh, but three things are asur. What is asur? You're not allowed to harvest, you're not allowed to grind, and you're not allowed to sift. So that's the reason you can't do these melachos, because the Torah was in mind three melachos. And according to this, only these three melachos are asur. But a breiro, selecting, is not part of the melachos which are asur, because it was not in mind. So this you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara in Erev Zeir, Rav Chiya Barash B'Shem Shmuel, HaMeshamer Chai Mishum Boirer. Meshamer means he puts the wine into a sifter in order to clean it up. Says, well, which melacha is he over when you do Meshamer? He's over the melacha of boyer. This is boyer. This is selecting. Don't you think that the reason is that he's chayav is because of miraket, because of sifting? In other words, the Gemara here is discussing what is the melacha of mishamer by wine. Is it miraket or is it boyer? So the Gemara, Rav Yoino, Rav Yoise, Tavayin Amrin, Bekadmeso Avinu Amrin, originally we used to say, Yoiso Amar Rav Zeir. Rav Zeir said good that he compares the mishamer to miraket. Why? In the case of miraket of sifting, we're going to use here the gears of Reb Chaim. Kemach milamalon v'soilis milamaton. The flour is above on the sifter, and the soilis, which is the clean flour, is down below. It goes down through the sifter. Afa mishamer, also mishamer, yayim milamato. The clean wine is below v'shmor milamalon, and the dirt, the pulp, is above. For lo havin arim klun. We made a mistake. It's not true what we said. Lama. Because based on what we learned just now, based on the previous drasha, we know that breira is mutar in yomtiv, and we know the mishamer is also mutar in yomtiv, while miraked sifting is also in yomtiv. So you see, the mishamer is similar to breira and not similar to miraked. How do we know that? Hutar mechlal breira, because it says breira kedarkor bicheikor v'tamchoy. That's what we said before. You could do breira with a kli. Because it says, it says you're not allowed to set up a mishmeres. It's a type of sifter that they put it on the kli. You're not allowed to do that yom tif. But if it's already there, meaning the mishmeres is already spread out, you could put the wine through it and sift it. Continues the Gemara in Daf Samachav on base. V'lo yuter mechlal akordo, but our akordo, regular sifting is also in yom tif. The marv chanino ben yakora b'shem Rav Yehuda. You're not allowed to do sifting with flour the way you normally do it. You can use it by doing bishinu, by using the other side of the sifter. And shiny means to do it a second time, which is not even so much of the original sifting. You're not allowed to do sifting the normal. You have to do bishinu. You see, the harkada is also on yantav. So the Gemara ends this shakla v'tayr and says, in Teir Mishum Miraket, if you want to tell me the Mishamir of wine is the Isra of Miraket, who he also should be also in Yantid. The fact that it's about to tell you it's not Miraket, but it is Boyer. Omar Vyesa Ba'aboyin Udaloy Ke Abiyudo. The Tani Mishir Abiyudo, Afa Machshir Oichel Nefesh Yantid. According to Abiyudo, not only you can do Oichel Nefesh, you can even do Machshir Oichel Nefesh Yantid. So, Koshikin, you should be able to do Harakado, you should be able to do Sifting. So they go buy it damilso. Still, now that we said Rabbanan Argon and Yehuda, they say the Orichal Nefesh not everything you could do. There's something rasser, and we said that you could do sifting. So we learned that the sifting that you could do bishinu is only when you mamish need it on Yom Tov. For example, some dirt fell into the flour on Yom Tov, But if not, you should try to avoid it. Says the Gemara, Abaye Milso, Maru Lishanu Sakemech Lochea Napor Kerabon. According to Rabbanan, it says you're not allowed to do it. Can you do a second sifting? You did the sifting before Yomtiv. Now you want to do one more time sifting. Can you do that Bishinu and Yomtiv if you could have done it before Yomtiv? And Reb Chaim just concludes over here, because the Gemara understands what's the reason, according to Rabbanan, some of the Malachas are Asur. Anything that you do for many days, anything that you do once and it lasts for many days, you should do before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov, because you don't want to do things on Yom Tov that will last for many days for after Yom Tov. So sifting is one of the things that you could do before Yom Tov, and it lasts many days. So Shaila is, with some sifting we allow Bishinoi. Can you do a secondary sifting? The Shainim, can you do that in Yom Tov according to Rabbanon? And the Gemara stays with the question. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah of Atoichin, the grinding is one of the Malachas that are Asur. Says the Gemara, hand is Shochak Melach Chosof Pilpilim. The one who grinds salt, clay, or pepper, Chaimishu Toichin, that's grinding. Hand the Choshar, the one who sifts, Girgabazim, the dirt of the grain. Moitz, which is chaff, chol sand, offer dirt, chayav mishurakin, that's the melacha of sifting. Hand the gobal, the one who kneads, meaning he does lishe, puts it together, he sticks it together. Girgabazim, which again is the dirt of the grain, offer sand, kiloirin milugumo samemonim, the different types of sort of cream that you put for medicine. Chayav mishum lash, that's the melacha of lisha, putting water into the flour and creating the dough. Halash v'amikatef ve'oirech, the lisho, which is the kneeling, amikatef is putting water on the flour, and the oirech making a shape to it. Kulam mishum lash, it's all the melocha of lisho. So it says the Gemara, Rabbah me'leboy, Tomon, it says over there, Atomar, chayav alishosol richoso ve'alaf yos. So we're talking about, a mincha. The mincha that comes to Beis Hamikdash, you have to make sure there will not be chametz. And if it did become chametz, so one is chayav for every one of the melachas, for the actual kneeling, for making the shape of it, and for baking it. Ve'ocho at amar hachin, and here you say that you have one melacha for all three. So the Gemara, no, elatamon yesh lo lachlok. There, there's a special drasha that teaches you that you chayav for every melacha. So therefore, chayav kol achas v'achas. But here it's not special drasha. It says lisha. Anything that is included in lisha is one melacha. Says the Gemara now something which seems to be a standalone thing. At chomi, you see, afia told the levishul that tomer hachin. What's bothering the Gemara is why in the Mishnah are we bringing the melacha of afia of baking when the main melacha was done in the Mishkan was bishul sevemonim for the Mishkan. All the melachas are learned from the Mishkan, so why don't you bring what was done in the Mishkan, which is bishul, cooking, and then say baking is a terlada of bishul? Why the Mishnah mentions baking? Says the Gemara, begin the tanina say the iso taniso imahen. We mention the order of preparing dough, preparing bread. So therefore we said afiyah. Right, we spoke of breira, toichin, mirakid, lash. That's all has to do with bread. So that's why we mentioned afiyah, even though really it's a toilada and the main melacha is the bishul cooking. So the Wa'ida Ozin, the one who heats gir kakarin, clay, mashiach kilus, different types of oil, shori zifus, the leftover of pitch, shori moistrim, another type of material. Rabbi Avo, Bishom, Rabbi Yisrael, B'chanina adds to the list, hameitich ever, he melts lead, chay mishum vashon, all these cases part of bishul. Hatsoyle, someone who roasts, hametagen, fries, hasheyle, cooks with a lot of water, hameashen, or smokes, kulam mishum vashon, it's all the iser of bishul. Bishul b'chametiver yama. What happens if you use chametiver, which is water that was heated naturally, not through fire? Chizki Omar also Rabbi Yochanan Omar Motas Machlekes Omar Amano Azoyis Lekisin. I went to Kisarim. V'shamasi Rav Zrikon B'shem Chizkiyo. That Chizkiyo had a sofik. Tzrichle Pesach she's basha b'chamit Tveria ma. What happened to you use Pesach and you cooked it with the waters of Tveria? Train Amorim. Two Amorim explained. Chad Amor also Chad Amor Motar. So Machlekes is also Motar. Mando Mar Motar using Yisrael Chaim because it says Al Tachlu Yimenu Na Uvoshel Vivushel B'mayim. It says you're not allowed to cook the Pesach. Cooking is only when you're done with the fire, not when you're using chametz tveria. Umando amar also again the gears of Reb Chaim kim tzliyei shoyishal krov al kibui, because it says in the pasuk the Pesach has to be roasted The Chametz Tveri is not roasted. So do you learn from the beginning of the pasuk that it says you're not allowed to cook it in water, not your regular cooking, but cooking Chametz Tveri should be mutter? Or you learn from the end of the pasuk, it says it has to be roasted, this is not being roasted. The Gemara continues, that Sach Beis Amud Aleph says, Kol Eilin Shiuraya, what's the shiurim in all these melokas? Im lo oichlim, the intention is to eat it, kegregeris, has to be the size of a fig. Im la behem, if it's intending to do food of an animal, kimiloi figi, figdi, like the size, like the amount that you fill up a mouth of a goat kid. Im la mevashel, if the melokas is bishul, kedi levashel beitzakol, the shiur you need to cook a small egg. An egg which is easy to cook, which is the egg of a chicken. Im la roig, if it's to weave, kimiloi roich havasit. According to Rabbi Chaim, you don't use the word kofel. Roich havasit is the size of a thread, and the measurement between the second and third finger, between the etzba and the amo. Im litvois, if you're talking about spinning, kimiloi roich havasit kofel. A double size of a seat. The seat again is between the second and third finger. You have to double that in order to be chayav on spinning. So here the Gemara gives us the rules. What is the shear for each one of the melachas? The question is, what the intention of the melacha is. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Samech Aleph.